Just to give you a heads up on what else we have coming up the remainder of this week on Power Friday, I'll begin a discussion on the significance of immigrants. I'll continue that discussion on Saturday. And I tell you what, one of the beautiful things that we know about humans is that we have significance. And ladies and gentlemen, believe me when I say that truth definitely applies to immigrants as well as those who are not immigrants. We'll be hearing about what makes immigrants significant, particularly to Americans. This weekend, we will also have more discussion about God's power and healing on Sunday. And I do want to ask you if you're at a point where you are able to embrace God's thoughts about healing, his position on healing. Is it something that he is determined he will always do for everyone in this temporary phase of life? We're going to address that Sunday. I encourage you to listen in. If for whatever the reason you're not able to catch us live, and remember, Saturdays and Sundays, we're on 1550 AM The Voice from 1 until 3 p.m. 1 until 3 in the afternoon on Saturdays, 1 until 3 on Sundays. If for whatever the reason you're not able to catch us, no sweat. Just go to speakingwith.com and click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience. If you have your smartphones or other devices that make use of search bars, you can type in keywords or name of guest if there's a particular broadcast that you want to listen to. But of course, feel free to just scroll through the listings and just see what catches your attention, what really catches your eye, and listen at your convenience. All right. Talking about Aurora. How about climate research? We mentioned that when it comes to building the products needed to help us with energy production and use, we can certainly benefit from Aurora's skills and abilities. How about climate research? I mean, actually researching the climate itself. Well, one point that Steve Scott, who's chief technical officer at Cray Incorporated, let us know is that you can't put the world in a bottle in a laboratory and see what happens if you do this or if you do that with regards to energy policy. Yeah. I mean, literally just put it in a bottle. Okay, let's put some wind in the bottle. Let's put some sand in that same bottle. Just make it a huge bottle. Generally speaking, it doesn't work that way. What we can do, though, is consider powerful supercomputers being used as a way to virtually put the world in a digital bottle. So I know some of you still thinking, okay, all of that sounds okay. It's pretty good, you know, but still, don't we have computers that are not named Aurora that are already doing all of that? Well, stay with me. It is important, ladies and gentlemen, that you hear the rest of the story. In 2021, when Aurora comes online, you can expect it to be the top machine domestically in America the Beautiful. It's targeted to be the fastest computer in the United States when it's built, according to Alan Guerra, who's a fellow at Intel. And Intel is working on the new machine, as is Cray Incorporated. I mentioned Steve Scott, who's CTO, Chief Technical Officer at Cray. Cray is one of the companies building Aurora. Now, here's the thing. Disclaimer. The U.S. isn't the only country in the world that is investing in supercomputers. Right now, where would you say, what country would you say has the third fastest machine in the world? Which country has the third fastest machine in the world? Well, as of November of 2017, the third fastest machine is in China. Check this out. The two fastest supercomputers were also both Chinese, followed by Switzerland and Japan. Now, we're talking about the fastest machine that will be in America. The fastest machines in the world, China, Switzerland, Japan. There's a little bit of a race, and for good reason. These have become tools for nations to compete in some ways. So, if Aurora is the fastest in the world at some point, it's safe to assume it won't hold that spot perpetually. Maybe a few years, but not perpetually. Not on and on and on and on. People are building supercomputers. Now, when you hear me say supercomputers, do you envision a huge computer that may be, let's just say, 12 feet tall and maybe 8 feet wide? How about 15 feet tall and 10 feet wide? And maybe 12 feet deep. That is a huge computer. Stay with me, though, as I tell you more about Aurora, because Aurora is sure enough going to be huge. Aurora will be able to carry out, let me tell you something about features, not physical features, but abilities first. Aurora is going to be able to carry out a quintillion operations each second. Okay. Now, let me share that with you again. When Aurora goes online and is up and running strong, Aurora is going to be able to carry out a quintillion operations each second. Now, that is a billion. So when we say a billion, we're talking about the number one with 18 zeros behind it. That is a quintillion. How many of you can count up to quintillion? Starting from zero and count up to quintillion. I know who cannot. I don't know what comes after trillion. I don't know. Just being honest. But I do understand the concept of the number one with 18 zeros behind it. And listen, everybody, Aurora is going to be able to carry out that number of operations each second in the realm of supercomputers and even some regular computer chips. Performance is measured in flops, and flops are floating point operations per second. Floating point operations per second, flops. Those operations are the complex math equations, adding or multiplying two long numbers together, that allow computers to carry out the problem at hand, like rendering graphics on a screen or running a complex simulation. That quintillion operations per second capability is what makes Aurora an exaflop machine. And that means it will be able to do one quintillion hard math problems every second. One with 18 zeros behind it. Hard math problems every second. How do we do? Yeah, I'm just thinking now, on our best days, just using our brains, which I still am more fascinated with than I am computers, but on our best days, how many operations do we calculate in, say, 20 seconds? Let's say 10 seconds. Nowhere close to a quintillion, huh? Well, Aurora does have some help. I'll tell you about it